You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
This broadcast is brought to you by The Fiery Factory, premium Alaskan cannabis. Podcast also made possible by The Apothecarium, Las Vegas Cannabis Dispensary. Plus, we've got a new sponsor, and that name goes by KO Paste. All natural toothpaste, that's that knockout paste that will give you the award-winning smile. Bing. Make sure that you visit kopaste.com. KOPASTE.com. Now, without further ado, here's your host, Sheriff!
Man, I just want to start this off by saying I'm not fucking gullible. And any bitch that's gonna sit there on fucking Instagram and fucking say that I am gullible, fuck you, man. Like, you're on Instagram. You're the most gullible of all. Like, you actually think that Instagram is getting you somewhere. You actually think that your Instagram is getting you people that are gonna come through and pay you for your naked body type of shit. Nobody gives a fuck. The only... Like, I don't even want to get into that. It's a disgusting fucking subject. But let's just talk about this shit, right? You know, I asked somebody, I said, I'm not gullible, right? Someone made fun of me behind my back while saying I'm gullible a while back. Like, I actually thought she was gonna leave her boyfriend for me. What the fuck kind of asshole shit is that? I was trying to make her look good. Yeah, okay, she's hot, but she's got a boyfriend. Like, what the fuck? So the last time I deleted my profile, whenever I had all that content on it, she took it as I got mad at her and deleted my profile because of her. And then turned around and posted something saying, here's to all the gullible people out there. I wanted to flip my fucking lid. If there's any, fucking dumb female that I've ever wanted to slap for no reason, she would be the one. Not that I would, just saying. If there was ever any one of them, she'd probably be the one. You know, she spent all this time hugged up next to fucking Hugh Hefner. And she expects me to fucking, like, wanna fuck her? Okay. Speaking of Playboy models, we're gonna read my messages to one of them that goes unanswered. Starts off with, bedroom sucks. Didn't turn out that good. I like that song bad. And why do all of your songs have to do with you? I expect the more songs you write, the deeper your lyrics get. I'm not trying to be mean, I swear to God. I'm just helping you make your music better. Bedroom to me? A faster recycled song you've already done. A lot of the times I keep hearing the word I. Major turn off when you just talk about yourself. Look at your lyrics like this. You got about 6 chances to woo your listeners, okay? And before you know, the song is through and you're already done singing. Now, so you look back and think you blew your shot? Or do you want to look back and be like, nah, niggas love this for sure? Ask yourself, who is this song for? If it's not for you, then quit catering to yourself. If it is, then by all means. You only get about 2 minutes of talking time in a song, just so to speak. So, what I do is think about this meticulously. Did I sing this in another song? How are the words flowing? Do I sound like a robot? Or can you feel what I'm singing? And most of all, how many points am I making here? And are people going to roll their eyes at this? Is this stupid?
Is someone going to come along and call me unintelligent after hearing this?
These are stupid questions, but they work for me. I just try to make it sound cool, along with feeling. And make sure my voice comes through strong and secure and viciously confident. But keep in mind that a lot of the things I do are freestyle, so I might actually eat part of my word or something. But I do this freestyle, and also in one take, because it's rap. I don't like to waste too much time trying to sound cool. I'm trying to get this over with as soon as possible. I'm not trying to say that I rush my projects, but if I can't get a project done within the same day, within a few hours, then it's just not worth it to me. I make the beat. I fuck off for a long time. Gives me a long time to keep listening to it. Get ideas. Hum tunes. So that way, whenever I do go to write, it kind of just comes naturally. By this time, I've heard the beat so many times that I can hum it in my sleep. And I don't listen to it over and over again. I only listen to it like twice in one sitting at the most. I don't want to play it out nor think about it too much. My subconscious needs to be able to process it without being overloaded by it. When I was programming it, I listened to it so many times that it made me sick, you see? So when it comes on, it activates inside my mind. Like, oh yeah, I remember that song. It makes it fun to think about instead of forced. When you're excited for a song, it comes out as great. As, you know, that song Bad did. When you feel pressured for a song, it comes out pretty good, but just okay like Bedroom. If you asked me, well, you didn't, but I'm gonna tell you anyways. Bad is a song that you should be putting in front of people constantly. You could agree, but hear me out completely. So, you know, you can learn how to do this again every time. Look, I'm not even gonna mince any words here. This is just a side note, but if I don't get hired by you after this, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do. So like, then I ask, why Bad? It's so slow and etc, etc. I said, you created Bad to be your Reel Me In song. When you created Bad, you kept telling yourself, this is to be good. It has got to be it. And you gave this song everything you had. Maybe this wasn't actually your first song recorded, but it was the first one I saw you release. I heard the song, saw the video, didn't like the other guy. Other guys are a fucking turnoff. I'm not gay. I'm not here for the douchebag guy. And you're so hot that everybody is gonna, like, you know, they're gonna love looking at you. But that has nothing to do with the song. Look, the song is the right tempo and mood, you know, to creep in. It can hit anybody. And it's like, when it comes on, funk this. I'm gonna relax and just listen. And this song promotes that. This song gives you a chance to hear every sound and have you glide gracefully over the tracks. I look at it like this. Bad is a symphony. Bedroom is a hoedown, do-si-do. Not clowning, just laughing. Bad comparison, but you get it. Bad is melodic and soft like listening to an orchestra. It's ready to promote. It's easy to promote. Bedroom is not bad at all, but the song just doesn't have that X factor. There's nothing wrong with it. It just doesn't do half of what Bad does. Makes sense? And don't try chasing it. Do not chase the dragon. And do not envy others. Each song is a new opportunity. You're not trying to make more of the same things. You know, the same song. You're trying to create more of that same effect that the song has. You see? When you're trying to create something like somebody else did, you can kind of accidentally sound just like them. I actually accidentally did that to a Linkin Park song. White Widow turned out sounding too much like Linkin Park. It's a fucking awesome song, but in the back of my mind, and anybody else listening, I kind of think about that every time I hear it, and especially when somebody says, man, that sounds a lot like Linkin Park. I was trying to go for that sound, yes. But I didn't mean to almost copy it. Was a compliment that someone compared my song to them, but at the same time, it's annoying, cause you know who you sound like, you know what that sounds like. It gets fucking annoying. But okay, look. To avoid chasing the dragon, you have to see each and every song as something new. This is not like the others. This is something completely new. Each and every time you start to open up a new project, you have to say to yourself, this is the one that's going to change the world. Honestly, I hate recording with other people. They talk too much, suggest too much, want too much, expect too much, distract too much. So I quit having other people in my projects and asked why I wanted to waste time working with other people who don't want to put into work, who don't know what I'm trying to do in this song, who don't care, are only here for attention, money, whatever, or just because they have to be. You get a not so great product from that nobody wants. But like, no one is buying music anymore. So you're just doing this as a hobby in the first place. So you can't take this shit seriously because no one else is. I mean, look at me. I'm rapping about killing famous people and politicians, and no one even flinched. No one even has a problem with it. That's kind of how you can tell that we reached the day and age where nobody gives a shit anymore. I could rap about butt-fucking a dinosaur, and no one would care. If they can't legally convict me for it, they don't care. Welcome to quote-unquote Earth. I rap about T.I. taking dick for Hollywood fame. No one cares. I say, T.I. can suck his own dick. I said the most G thing in a song ever. I released like 100 songs. I stream it for free all day long. Dude, nobody gives a shit anymore. Like, dude, I said T.I. can suck his own dick. I want that to really sink in. A white boy is challenging T.I. and he's butt-fucking silent about it. And no one cares. A white boy went Pimp C on T.I. What's funny, though, is that it's actually a compliment laced with, in your face, nigga. How can he be mad? It's the most clever line ever. So many different meanings. It would be funny if someone started drama over that and I had to explain what I meant. Like, imagine. I'm up there, public speaking, and someone's like, what did you mean by T.I. can suck his own dick? I'm not even gonna correct that one, you know? Sucks his own dicks. I couldn't imagine having two dicks. Like, dude, that is funny. Yes, I'm done. I hope you understand what I meant, though. And you can pull this off. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with the songs you've gotten done. This is just what I would do to make every song after this just as good as the last. Take this or leave this advice. But I've been doing this since I was born. I was handed a set of drumsticks at 2 and a guitar at 3. And have been doing things with them ever since. I specialize in capturing that moment. Or that feeling. What people always tell me. Man, I could actually feel your vocals. I mean, like, man, I knew what you were saying, but man, I could feel that shit. My voice says, hey, are you even listening? Hey, lazy ass, it's time to wake up. This is feedback I got. Grabs your attention. I couldn't fall asleep to your music because it keeps making me think. Your voice cuts through the noise. I can feel the notes I'm singing, you know? This is not a statement to me. This is a way of life to someone out there listening, you know? They are gonna be my biggest fan. They are going to worship me. and they're gonna base their life around my teachings. They're gonna carry my words with them every day. They'll never forget what I said in my songs. And the whole time, I'll never ever know. But I already thought about it. I planned for it, see? I knew this person would come along and fall in love. So I started nesting, so to speak. I started giving them Easter eggs. I started not caring in some parts. You know, if they weren't perfect. Because the person that loves me, the person in love with this spirit on the sound waves, they want to hear my voice crack. They want to know I'm feeling nervous. So then you start making a play upon that. You start now don't keep the garbage takes, you know what I'm saying? The ones that are complete garbage. And because, like, you know, you've kept it and you're listening and just like, I can't take it no more. I've got to fucking change that part, right? You know? That's basically how it goes. If you can sit through it and you're just like, okay, you know, I can sit through this and, like, be happy with that. You know? Because, like, sometimes you've got to ask some of these artists, like, they sat all the way through this, and this was tolerable to them. And they said, yeah, man, that's it. Okay, whatever. So anyways, so, like, you know, you start catering to that fan that has no life, right? Because you've now made a play upon that. And you've now come in and become their life. You came into their life and completely changed it. And now look at them. Like, you know, now look at them. They're a product of your design. They are a human with the values you've instilled. And without ever knowing you, they know you oh so well. They know everything about you. They can hear it, they can feel it. There's nothing left for them to question. All they can do is be like, whoa, what the fuck? Awesome, isn't it? The only thing they'll be questioning is, why haven't they been listening to your lyrics more closely before? The only thing they'll be questioning is, where has this musician been all my life? And the only thing I want to do is listen to every single bit of your music from beginning to end. I'm sorry. They keep making I and they, like, easily switchable whenever you're swiping. Like, it switches to I instead of they when you type it. So I'm sorry. I'm gonna start that part over again for you guys. And the only thing they want to do is listen to every single bit of your music from beginning to end. Because, goddammit, this is good to the last drop. Hey, I've got an idea. I know this will work. And I'm not gonna be a Grinch, I'll tell you. Ask for feedback. You have so many fans that will jump all over this. Plus, this gives you a second to interact with your fans creatively and get them involved in the creative process, you know? They can be like, wow, I just helped write a song. Try it sometime soon. Try this next time. Next time you're in the studio or you're about to play a sample or hum an idea or read them the lyrics you can't decide on. Ask what they think and actually pay attention to what they say. Try what they say. And if you just don't like it without trying it, tell them. And then ask for more ideas. That should be easy enough, right? You can do this, right? This is what a Shark Tank investor would love to hear about. For example, that you did something like this, that you connected and collected feedback, and that this is what made you even better as an artist. Not that you're going on to Shark Tank with this, I'm just saying. You know, I'm the Shark Tank whisperer. People are going to take notice when you have a song that's been polished by a group of fans. And they're going to talk about this experience. Me, I'm a different type of artist than you. I don't need any of this. I don't even want any of this. But I've been doing this my whole life. I have Kurt Cobain syndrome. I could get all the attention, fame, and money, and yeah, it's nice. But I don't need or want it. And I'm not desperate for it. Because I already made my stance a long time ago. Okay, so like, Corey Feldman was kind of the inspiration behind that. You know, I proved myself a long time ago. And then just wrote this rap album to show that, hey, look, now I'm writing rap. He can do that? Yep, he can do that. I went from fuck you, kill you metal to G-rap. And people cried. They hated this. They wanted this. I'm sorry. They didn't want this. So I didn't do it for a long time. But now people don't want to listen to other stuff. They just want to listen to my music. What I mean is, I got this awesome MP3 collection. I was with a friend. You know, I was fucking this friend, by the way. And she goes, no, skip, 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 skip. Not feeling this. What else you got? Nope. Skip, skip. But then I'm like, man, what the fuck? I said, okay, I got one last thing. Like, I have now, okay, you guys, I've now been through my whole entire fucking collection, right? I said, okay, one last thing. Let's try this. I put on my music and she was like, yeah, just play this. What is this? What the fuck? This is you? You see, she didn't want to hear anything else. She didn't like anything I had. None of my influences. But she liked what they created. She liked how I translated those inspirations into my own unique sound and style. And yours? It's not the singing your sister does. It's not her type of music. Your style that best suits you is the soft, sexy, I'm about to come voice. Sorry if that's vulgar. Your style is not upbeat. Your style is lazy. No. Lazy like relaxed. It's lazed. Relaxed. Smoke a joint. Draw a bath. Give me something to fuck to. Oh, I forgot to tell you that all my songs are something to fuck to. Otherwise, I don't write it. If I can't have sex to this song, then I ain't writing it. I look at each and every song like, damn, how sexy is it? I know I'm bad. I'm a very bad boy. But I'll give it to you good, babe. You see, that song, I haven't heard it in forever, but it sticks with me. Bedroom, I couldn't even tell you the first fucking lyric. Much less the hook. Didn't speak to me, but man, bad. That song just got it going on. It's smooth, sexy, and you got this, I don't know, just this casual sound to you. And that's what people are looking for in your voice. I hope this helps. But I gotta fuck off and work now. Love you. I fucking love you. This is so weird, having to rely on trust. I'm so conditioned to not trust anyone. That's why I can be a fickle bitch. Oh, nigga, I trusted you and this is what you do? So then I take my ball and I go home. You see this magic 8-ball? That's my 8-ball, though. Everybody else got basketballs, baseballs, soccer balls, footballs, and I'm just all 8-balls. Just, you know, the 8-ball, the 8. Yep, just the 8. Bam, baby, bam. 8-ball. I can just see and just feel what it's like to be around you. And you're so ridiculous. You're smart. Way smart. However, you're also dumb as fuck. You're a stupid bitch. You're fake. You're so fucking fake. And everybody knows it. You're fake as fuck. Like, where I switched up right there, that's where I stopped messaging her. Because I just want to stop and say, bitch, you are so fucking fake. Let me find out, ho. Let me find out that this is all some kind of trick. This is all some kind of play. Let me fucking find out. But, yeah. Anyways. I'm really nothing like what you'd expect. I'm quiet, but I got a lot to say. I don't like to listen to other people talk, but I listen anyways. Do you trust me? That's a silly question, isn't it? Yes, it is. He'll ruin my life. Also me. He got a big dick. Let him. A picture like this will get you suspended from Tinder. Damn, I'm high. I just figured out that Twitter was reporting my own views of my content and analytics. That's kind of silly. Me being logged in and it counting my views. Then I showed a picture of Pelosi like, and she's clapping to Trump's State of the Union address. Are you happy now? And he's turning around, looked at her in front of the microphone podium. And he's like, you're fired. Twitter. You're fired. That developer is so pissed. The one that I'm going to work with. I pissed him off on purpose. So he'll get off his hands with the shit. And, you know, that needs to be done with this motherfucking script. He just wants to make it do this and that and the other. And I just can't deal with that shit. I cannot fucking go live with the shit he's got right now. And he can do what, you know, needs to be done so easily. And just fucking do it already. One-eyed Jack, that's me. That's what my daddy called me whenever I was first born. I can be interesting at times. I love this. I clean up nice. The white wolf, does he clean up nice? I got this idea for a cartoon. Vape man versus rape man. Pocket full of vapes at his disposal. How will he stop rape man today? Rape man looks like a flamboyant gay Zorro without the hat and cape. Kinda looks like Prince in a purple outfit, but with a black eye covering bandana.
Die, Easter egg! Ha! You found me!
So funny, so funny.
This now concludes our transmission of Sheriff Says What's Up. Thanks for listening, and we hope that you've enjoyed your time with Sheriff and that you'll share this with your friends.
This broadcast is brought to you by The Fireweed Factory. Premium Alaskan Cannabis.
Podcast also made possible by The Apothecarium, Las Vegas Cannabis Dispensary. Plus, we've got a new sponsor, and that name goes by KO Paste. All natural toothpaste, that's that knockout paste that will give you the award-winning smile. Bing. Make sure that you visit kopaste.com. KOPASTE.com.